Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
On a Sunday, Tuesday morning, this is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app on your smart speaker, presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the line, 888-729-3776. I'm Bart Scott, and we'll be awaiting Freddie Coleman and his hamstring helper as he sprints over here from First Take. But I tell you what, he loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. This saga between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets have finally had a conclusion for now. Let's see if it remains a conclusion once, you know, this season is over with. Let's see if Kyrie Irving remains a Brooklyn Net for the duration of the season. But I tell you what, if I'm Kevin Durant, I am nervous. This may be the last season I'm playing with Kyrie Irving. You look at Kevin Durant, he signed up for three more years left on a contract. Here's Freddie!
I told you my hamstring's going to be good.
I can hear them corduroys running down the hallway. Don't start no forest fire.
See how you do me, Bart? How you do me like that, man? You're doing me like Kyrie almost did Kevin Durant.
I tell you what, what I'm saying is, I'm wondering if Kyrie, I have a picture in my head of Kyrie sitting there,
yeah,
and he has some type of dandelion, right? That's the one with all the petals. And yep. Sitting there, and he's like, he loves me, he loves me not.
Sounds like something out of Little Rascals.
He loves me not. And ultimately, this may be how Kyrie came to his conclusion.
Sure.
It might have just ended up on that pedal.
Okay, I'll throw this at you. How would you handle that situation? Let's say you're Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving, let's say you and I want to join forces in the same football team. We're playing for different teams, and I say, hey, Bart, man, don't worry about the Baltimore Ravens. Man, we got a chance to go to New York Giants, me and you together.
Mm-hmm.
We can make this work. We'll have people come with us. And then I pull on you what Kyrie's pulled on Kevin Durant. How would you react?
I would ask Kyrie, what did the five fingers say to the face? Smack! Will Smith ain't got nothing on me!
Keep his name out your mouth.
Don't you ever put your name, my name, in your mouth. It's ridiculous because, listen, I kind of did that.
Okay.
Rex Ryan came to me on a plane after we lost in the AFC Championship with Frieda, a.k.a. Joe Flacco, at the helm.
And he said,
well, you know, I call him Frieda and Ucko, you know, is his other nickname.
But okay.
I couldn't say that one. But
Thank God.
But, you know, and Rex was like, you know, I'm going to New York, man. I'm coming to get you. I said, bet. Now, if I would have came here and Rex would have quit,
it would have been a problem.
Or got fired.
Right.
And then I'm stuck in New York. I don't know nobody. I don't know how this organization runs. And I put my trust in you when the Baltimore Ravens, a team that I love, an organization that I know has championship pedigree. And I risk all that. And you hit me with the banana in the tailpipe. Oh, no. We got some issues. And that's where Kevin Durant finds himself. Because he went first. He signed the extension first. He's locked in for 4 years.
Yeah.
And if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm saying to myself, I can't trust this dude. And I can't trust this dude. It was Captain Obvious that him and Westbrook decided to opt in because there was no money anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And we're in an environment now where nobody has money. But what's in the future? Right now, the Lakers know that Kyrie can be had. They knew that the reason he couldn't get had is because they didn't have the money. But what happens next year with Westbrook's contract? It's gone.
Right. Off the books.
So if $47 million is gone, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm like, okay, if he really wanted to go there, if we don't win this year, or even if we do win, because when he won a championship with LeBron the first time, he opted out and left and went to Boston. So even with him winning a championship, will not mend the fences that are broken. Because how dare an organization demand a player that they've given almost $30 million a year? How dare they demand that he is all in? How dare they say, hey, you have to show up for work? Where else in life can you get paid money and tell your boss you don't feel like coming and you good with it? Like, and then ask for more money, a supermax, a 4-year extension, and they're like, yeah, you cool, I'm cool with it. You can hit here. here's the money.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
Fool me once.
Right. We said today at the end of First Take, by the Bart Scott, Freddie Cohen, Barton Hahn, and ESPN Radio, and also ESPN Plus. Here's something that we talked about when we mentioned that, when I'm doing a show with Courtney Cronin today. And she said, at a certain point, if you're Kevin Durant, I can't imagine what he's thinking. At least he's thinking right now. At least I don't have to worry about my summer.
But he has a year.
And if you're Kyrie Irving, as much as he's talked about wanting to be in this market, being a native of the tri-state area, his dad grew up playing on the courts.
He's on, like that. Right down the street.
Absolutely. So he knows that if you're going to do this on Broadway, you better be able to become correct if you're going to do this by signing this $36.5 million, whatever this one-year option is, whatever this is going to be for Kyrie Irving. But I know from Kevin Durant, I think we're past the trust factor. And I go back to last Friday, Bart, when Kevin Durant did that podcast, he said, you know what? I'm staying out of this. That was his way of saying, you two are going to do each other individually. I'm going to do me. So he said, whatever shakes out, then I'll deal with that. Whatever's going to shake out, but I'm going to worry about me. In other words, he let Kyrie Irving know, bruh, I'll be here for you.
Yeah.
But there's a price for that right now and not just $36.5 million.
Yeah, bro, Roscoe Jenkins, team and me. But now you got two guys that are thinking about themselves.
Absolutely.
And collectively what happens to the team. So if I'm Kevin Durant now, I know for a fact in my head I've seen this movie before, right? And I've seen this movie before. Let's get this year out, right? Let's get this year out of the way. And then after we get this year out of the way, if I'm Kevin Durant, strategically, I'm already playing checkers. Well, I'm playing chess, not checkers, because I'm making my move for next year. Okay, if Ben Simmons is the truth and he comes back and he plays well and his head's on straight, right, because we don't need him to shoot. So he ain't never got to learn how to shoot. He can be the same person that he was with Joel Embiid, and I'm good with that.
Right, because that means I'm getting the ball a lot.
And we're going to win. We're going to win because we got plenty of shooting, plenty of scoring. He can basically be a dominant big man without actually being a big man. He can rebound, facilitate. He can be Draymond Green and do it at a high level, and we can win championships with that skill set, with his ability to check the people in the East like Giannis and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and we can be good.
That's fair.
So let me look at, okay, if Kyrie is about to be out and Bradley Beal is opting in, and you look at all the guys opting in. Let me look at the free agent market for the year where I anticipate that Kyrie Irving may leave. Because at this point, it's time for Kevin Durant to become an alpha male. And I know, listen, I understand you got to go to the Wizard of Oz, get some courage. And I'm not saying that he's not a man and he's not about his business.
Sure.
What I'm saying is he's let other people dictate to him his future, right? He went to Golden State. Now, that was his own call, but he wasn't the leader there. And he followed Kyrie to this situation. He wasn't the leader there. It's time for him to say, I want somebody to come here, play with me, understand that this is my team, this is my organization, and they're going to come in and they're going to be my Robin, right?
Right.
Because when he was at OKC, the alpha male and the dominant personality
was Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. So now if I'm him, I'm saying, listen, I don't care if that has to be a younger guy, older guy, somebody that's trying to get it done. I don't care if it's Donovan Mitchell. I don't care if it's Jimmy Buckets. I don't care. So I got to get somebody. I got to get some insurance, right? Just like you got to get some of that Progressive insurance who still ain't gave me no damn discount. All the love I show them. But that's another story.
Well, whose fault is that then?
Hey, I need it. Okay,
I got your tongue.
You know what I'm saying?
For the first time since we've known each other.
I just don't want to name names, Norby.
Don't do that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. You're not getting me fired on my day off. You ain't getting me fired on my day off.
Hey, man, what the hell are you doing stealing boxes, man? trying to build a clubhouse?
We're not going to have Renee taking over different part of the show because you're getting us fired on our days.
It did kind of look like the back of your head.
It did. You saw the one hair that I have in the back of my head standing up.
Then my eyebrows went up. Yeah, then my eyebrows pranked up real quick.
Yo, completely from that standpoint. But here's the deal to your point about Kevin Durant. And we talked about this yesterday. Some guys aren't comfortable doing something like that.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to be that way. Not everybody can look and say, you two need to do this or I need to step in. Kevin Durant has always talked about, I just want to play ball.
Yeah.
He wants the responsibility of being the scorer, but not everything else that comes with it because that's not his sphere.
The hard conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he can have a hard conversation maybe on his terms because he had a hard conversation with the Golden State Warriors knowing that he was going to leave.
Yeah.
He had a hard conversation with Oklahoma City Thunder knowing that he was going to leave. When you have to stick around a tough situation with somebody as talented as Kyrie Irving is always going to be, but you just don't know what is going to happen when he wakes up. Oh, he's
Listen, I love the analogy you use. He's Dennis Rodman. He's unpredictable.
Right, he is.
You can't use normal logic when it comes to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
The dude thinks the world is flat, or he thought it. I don't know if he still believes it, and he just decided to agree to disagree.
Sure.
But I tell him what, get on a boat if the earth is flat and fall off the end of it. Because if the earth is flat, you should be able to go to the end and go out into space. But anyway, that's another story for a different time.
And you mentioned space, and that's where Kevin Durant's head is at. What kind of space is he in?
Yeah.
That what may not be part of the future.
But I think right now the future is now, right? And Kyrie's here for a year.
That's a great point.
And you look at what they have coming back, right? I look at the fact that they're going to be able to have, you know, Ben Simmons hopefully healthy, which I assume that he'll be healthy. I mean, surgery, everything should be fine. And with his skill set, he won't have to shoot. Maybe they can embolden him, or they can give him the confidence to empower him to maybe shoot a three or two,
right,
or be able to adjust his game. But even with that, Joe Harris coming back and Steph Curry, that is tremendous shooting, being able to spread the floor. And it's reported that P.J. Tucker opted out of his contract so that he can come up here and join the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
So if that's the case, now you not only have Brown, you have two great wing defenders plus Ben Simmons that you can continue to throw at Tatum and Giannis. And you can be able to throw great wing defenders, which lets Kevin Durant be able to rest on the offense, on the defensive side of the ball. And also it protects Kyrie Irving, and you can just keep switching and all that type of stuff. So I think they have a legitimate chance to finally live up to the expectations, because we don't have some type of, you know, COVID mandate or anything going on here. He should be able to be in camp. He should be able to be available. He should be well rested for all the time that he's missed in the last 2 years. And Kevin Durant is just easy money, you know, easy sniper.
Right.
So I expect them to be right there, you know, to contend for an NBA championship. And I think that they're going to be deep enough, and Nash should be able to keep these guys together and be able to play.
I mean,
they bought in and played defense. Because at some point, for this to work, they have tremendous pride. But for it to work, they have to get a championship.
I feel
like Kyrie will feel great in leaving if he said, I gave Brooklyn what they've never got. I came here to get a championship. It wasn't traditional. It didn't happen the way they were supposed to, but we got the championship. I've done what I was supposed to do, like LeBron did in Cleveland. Now it's time for me to exit left, right? But they're in good hands, because Ben Simmons is a young champion.
Okay. You're hoping that he can
He's a young player that you can build around. But could you imagine if you're the Lakers and you're saying, hey, Westbrook's coming off, I can get Kyrie, and as LeBron exits, now I have a good twosome with, you know, Kyrie and Anthony Davis, because I'm concerned that when LeBron leaves,
that's it.
They left holding the bat.
Yeah.
So it could work for all parties.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Lakers side of things here on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and also ESPN Plus. Bart, Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses with affordable coverage options. Quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Hit us up anytime you want on Twitter at BartScott57. That's Bart's handle. My handle, the Coleman ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Lakers, to me, played this smart. Because, Bart, I still wonder how really interested they were in Kyrie Irving. Because the Lakers knew, man, we'll throw that out there. You can come here, but you're not getting that from the Nets. You'll get 6.4 mid-level exemption. And if you ball out here and we improve, We might think about that Max situation.
Right.
They knew that that was not going to happen from Kyrie's standpoint, and they also knew, Bart, that Russell Westbrook was going to opt in at $47 million. So the Lakers, I wonder how serious, Bart, they were about how much stoke do we want to give Kyrie Irving to believe that he can actually come here and play for $6.4 million.
What was the most surprising opt-in of the day? Was it John Wall?
Absolutely. Going to the Clippers? Sure.
Was it Westbrook? Let me stop. See, now it's in my head. Was it Westbrook, right?
Uh-huh.
Or was it Kyrie?
Oh, surprising? It was John Wall going to the Clippers because no one's surprised that Russell Westbrook was
I'm talking about opting in. Like, come on, John Wall. Like, you know, like Stevie and Ray Charles got like, don't you?
Yeah. Were you really surprised that Russell Westbrook decided, you know, that he's not going to be a broke right. and take the $47 million and Kyrie taking the $36.5 million? Of course they were going to opt in. And Clippers are doing the right thing. You bring in a John Wall. You compete with Reggie Jackson. You're not asking to be the John Wall from 2014 to 2015. You're exactly right. You essentially got him for pennies on the dollar when it comes to this guy.
But you do that, and like I wonder, you know, those conversations had to be had early. Because
no doubt.
John Wall, if he wanted to be able to – he had his pick. He could have went wherever he decided to go.
Sure.
Because you don't think, like, Brooklyn would have picked him up for that? I mean, he's instant offense. He may not be a guy that's a great shooter, but he's a guy that, you know, once he gets the ball in his hand, he's an automatic fast break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a skill set. That's something that you can use. And you look at the Clippers. Watch out. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard comes back, and it's been over a year and a half since he's hurt himself.
Yeah.
I mean, they play well. They're well coached. Ty Lue is a great
really
coach.
Good. He's really good.
I don't know what Vegas has them at, but they have everything. I love Batum, his ability to switch. He can play big. He can play small. You know, he can stretch the floor. You know, Luke Kennard, they are deep.
He's a good stretch three that can make those shots from the outside.
I mean, you look at if Paul George doesn't get hurt last year, they could have got out of the first round.
Right.
Now you add Kawhi and you add instant offense.
But here's the deal with the Lakers and Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider, when he was on the Hoop Collective podcast. Yeah, Kyrie opted in. Yeah, Russell Westbrook opted in. But he said this may not be over when it comes to Kyrie Irving.
In the wake of the agreement, I kind of thought it might have been I don't want to call it a win for the Nets because I don't think there's any winners here. But I think it turned down the heat and at least kept the Nets with two star players with all of their options for next year alive. And boy, was that not what some people, agents and executives that I talked to thought. They don't think this is over. I was told that the option pickup came as a total surprise to the Nets, that they found out when everybody else did. The concept of getting Kyrie to a new contract was that they would have some protections in terms of games played and maybe an understanding of how things might be different. Nick, I don't know if anything's changed. And the people that I talk to in the league are skeptical that Kyrie is going to be all for one and one for all on this. See in the fall, like you thought last year was bad, just you wait. So again, I don't know. I would have thought that this was a depressurizing element for the Nets, but I'm telling you, not everybody in the league thinks so.
I wish people could have seen the look on your face. The more and more Brian Windhorst kept talking about this and that and potential, Bar was like, man, this is the worst smelling thing I've ever smelled in my life.
But I think, I think he's going to be okay. And I say that because I think it is a level of respect for Kevin Durant. And
that's the only one he respects, though.
Yeah, and him trusting him.
Okay.
And I feel like it's a level of respect there. And he understands that right now he has an image problem, right? And it started in Cleveland.
Okay.
It continued in Boston.
So you think Kyrie's finally realized that he has an image problem?
Well, right now I think he knows he has to repair it and he just needs a calm season when it's about the basketball and not the other stuff.
Okay.
Right? Because usually teams won't want to deal with somebody if they have to deal with all the other shenanigans. And you heard the reports that this was the most toxic, worst year, that they'd rather lose both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving than to go through a year that they went through the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're talking about culture. The culture's bad there, right? And the culture was great. John Marks actually created a tremendous culture with Kenny Atkinson and all the players, you know, that bought in. It was almost like the others, right? D'Angelo Russell. Yep. Mm-hmm. You had Dinwiddie. You had, you know, you had all these guys from other places. Jared Allen, who's right. the nicest guy ever. You know what I mean? Team player.
And that's a guy they shouldn't have parted
right.
with.
They had so much chemistry and synergy, and only to be destroyed by Kyrie Irving in two or three seasons. They want to get back to that, and they understand that they can't sell their soul for anything. It's the second time that this organization has sold their soul. You know, before when they brought in Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, mm-hmm. you know, they realized that, you know, you can't continue down this road, down this path. They thought that this would be different, but they didn't understand the level of toxicity that Kyrie Irving brings to an organization.
And this is what happens, Bart, when you sell your soul, to your point, because I go back to when the New Jersey Nets made back-to-back NBA Finals appearances.
Yeah.
And the lead headline after they lost that last game was, what can the New York Knicks do to get to the level of the New Jersey Nets? I remember seeing that on the back page of the Daily News.
Yeah, man.
The Nets have been an afterthought in this city. Kyrie Irving, for the first time.
That's Jason Kidd.
Absolutely. Kyrie Irving makes them, in terms of not so much box office, but they're interesting.
Respectable.
Absolutely. And now all of a sudden, people are not looking at the sad sack Knicks, because the Kyrie Irving spectacle yeah. has taken over. And the Lakers said, and we're talking about the land of spectacle, Bart, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And the Lakers yeah. didn't want that.
Yeah.
That if that wasn't a message to Kyrie Irving, then he was never going to get that message.
I think they wanted to, listen, but if you ask them, can you find a way to replace the Brody for Kyrie?
Right.
They'd rather deal with the issues because they feel like they have a level of control over Kyrie because LeBron James. Now, you don't – like, when you have, like, a little – like, not understudy, somebody that you mentor,
mm-hmm.
and then they go away and become their own man,
yeah.
and you think that you can talk to them the same way when they come and join you. So if LeBron is under the impression that he can talk to Kyrie the way he talked to him or manipulate him the way that he used to when he was a young kid in Cleveland, he got another thing coming. But he does understand that he has a level, it's a level of respect and appreciation because he left him
right.
and he saw what it's like without him and life has been hard. And I think when Kyrie had to become the guy, he realized the issues and the things that come with being the guy and realized that it's harder than what he thought. Mm-hmm. See, when you're not the guy, you're not the guy responsible for winning. You're right. not the one that's blamed for everything.
There's no pressure on you.
There's no pressure. Right, so now everything that the leader do, you question that you would have did differently, but you don't understand the things that he has to deal with. I think Kyrie understands that now. He's only 30 years old, to your point. And I think if he goes out there to Los Angeles, I think they'll take him with open arms because they know they need a third star that can take some of the burden from LeBron James. They thought the Brody was going to be able to be that when LeBron could rest because he can facilitate the offense and he can, you know, be nuclear. But everybody realized, let's just pack the paint and make him shoot, and he can't beat you that way. You can't pack the paint on Kyrie. He'll shoot over you.
Yeah.
And if you decide to close him out, he'll go by you. He's one of the best finishers at the basket. I will put him and Steph Curry at the same, you know, level as far as going to the basket as a little guy
yeah.
and being able to finish at a high percentage.
Okay.
So now I can see him going there next year.
But not,
because
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but not this
but
year.
But not in the middle of the season.
And because they're saying we're just replacing the Brody's salary with
Kyrie's
salary.
Yeah.
And it may be less than $47 million because I don't know if they can give him that supermax because it's not a trade. He'll be going there as an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah. Bart Scott, Freddie Coleman in on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN Plus. A coworker of ours had something to say about the Nets. And what
I'm sorry, Norby. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you better apologize.
Sorry.
You have to. You,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Whatever you have to do.
I do not want my Disney Plus suspended.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1. One of our coworkers had a mention in terms of what is going to befall the Brooklyn Nets, especially if they don't win a championship this year. That's next on Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.
This is probably a pretty good case scenario for the Nets. Hey, Kyrie, we know you're talented and we know you're really good with Kevin Durant. What we don't know is if you are committed to being here night after night.
All the drama that was circulating around this team last year. Yeah, you tell me what other team in all sports has more pressure on them than the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
See, you ask for it and they deliver for you.
Man, hold up. You asked for a raise.
That's a whole other department here. He's Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman. I'm Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus. Thanks to Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, number one, I'm glad that Bart Scott is still speaking to me after we had the whole two-on-two challenge when it comes to basketball. And I was the special guest referee. Don't ask me how I got roped into that. Norby Williams had nothing to do with that from that standpoint. So I'm glad that Bart's still speaking to me after his team did not win.
I forgive you.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. Alan Hahn, maybe not so much. But I know that Bart has still kind of had a little thing for Jay Williams and not forgiven him. So I can't wait to hear what Bart Scott has to say. When Jay Williams said now the Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving opting in on KJM this morning that the Brooklyn Nets had the most pressure of any team in the world of sports.
All the drama that was circulating around this team last year, how Steve Nash, you know, a guy who has no head coaching experience, is handling this, not having a full or a complete roster for most of his tenure, short tenure with the Nets, to the Ben Simmons drama that came along with them getting him from Philadelphia in the James Harden trade, in which, I mean, Houston has all the Nets picks until 2027. I mean, that's a whole other conversation that started, to Kevin Durant watching Golden State winning a world championship, their fourth, to the Kyrie Irving situation, watching Boston get to a world championship, and then everything with the pandemic, and he's on a one-year pretty much deal until he hits free agency. Yeah, you tell me what other team in all sports has more pressure on them than the Brooklyn Nets.
All right, Bart, where do you stand on that?
You know what? I actually stand with Jason on this one.
Talking about his government name, huh?
Yeah, Jason. Jason. Jason Williams III. You know, when you think about all the assets they gave up for James Harden, only to lose him in a half a season.
Right.
Like, that's what we're talking about. The toxic environment that Kyrie Irving created, but they allowed him to create it. I mean, when he said anybody can coach a team, you should say, whoa, 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 bro.
Yeah.
It's an order of business to this. It's totem pole. Like, you're up here making decisions, but you're not above the head coach. We're going to respect our head coach, and this is our See, but that's the thing.
They let him get away with that.
They let him get away with it. So it continued to embolden him and empower him. So it not only weakened Steve Nash, you know, amongst, you know, the ownership, but also weakened him amongst the players. So they're like, man, like, he ain't really nothing. Like, we got to make sure we good with Kyrie. It ain't about making sure we good with Nash. Like, he's just a part of the team. He's not the authority, right? So when we don't want to practice, Kyrie don't want to practice, we don't practice.
Right.
When Kyrie don't want to do, or when KD, like, and you can't do that. Like, you can still be in partnership and understand that you have power, but you still have to understand that it's an order of business, that how things have to run, right? And I think the Nets, like, man, we just sold our soul, and we gave this dude the keys to our organization in 3 years. What have we done? Because if he would have came back in a bubble, KD would have came back. It was reports that KD was ready.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to play in a bubble, and he tried to make other people not go in a bubble.
Right.
That team with Kevin Durant and everything that they had from Jared Allen, everything they had,
LeVert,
they could have went into that bubble and won,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And attitude, respect, leadership. And the attitude of the squad reflects the leadership of Kyrie Irving. And they got to take that back. Mm-hmm. And they got to say, listen, we're going to do these things the right way. We work way too hard to put ourselves in a position. They built this thing from scratch. You talk about, listen, and they gave up draft picks like they did when they gave up for Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett.
It's okay. You know,
Kevin.
You with the current Kevin as opposed to the past Kevin. I feel you. I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? The big ticket, right? They gave all that money up for the big ticket.
They gave
everything
for
Paul Pierce. And he was the old ticket. He wasn't the big ticket no more.
That's true. So was Paul Pierce.
Right. So now you look at history is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Didn't work the first time. Maybe it'll work the second time because these guys are in their prime and they're still some of the best basketball players in the NBA. But man, we got to get, you know, the rule of order back together. And I think that's what they were doing by saying, hey, we'd rather lose you both,
right,
than to give you the control, because you've shown us that you don't have, we can't trust you with the responsibility.
Yeah. Here, do you agree? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Bart Scott agrees with Jay Williams, which is a victory among itself, that the Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of any team in sports. Do you agree? Hit us up at 888-729-3776. Something you said to me really jumped out about the Nets trying to take control back. And I go back to Sean Marks, the general manager, when he put it out there saying, I want guys all in. And I didn't think about it then, but you made it clear to me right now. It wasn't so much letting Kyrie Irving know we're not putting up with this. It was to reestablish Steve Nash right. as the head coach. That is something that, by you bringing that up, Bart, popped into my head because that's the one thing that's been forgotten about this. Steve Nash is the head coach. He's the guy that you wanted when it comes to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. There are other people out there. There's a certain guy coaching the Boston Celtics right now yep. that the Nets were thinking about came to Ime Udoka. But they said, nope, Steve Nash is the guy we wanted. And I remember people crushing him for that, saying, now, wait a minute. You really wanted a puppet ruler
yeah.
from that standpoint. This way you guys can do what you want. Well, then Kyrie Irving's not getting what he wants now because Sean Marks and the organization said, if you're going to be all in with us, you're going to be all in. And that means we're going to have Steve Nash's back as well as having yours. And apparently Kyrie Irving didn't take it that way.
Exactly. Kyrie Irving didn't realize, like, yo, we talking to you. Like, he like, yeah, man, y'all better – yo, y'all all like, no, talking to you, man. Yeah. Hey, you talking about? We uh-huh. talking to you.
Yeah, he's looking around for
like,
other
yeah,
people.
He thinks like he's management.
Well, he does.
You're a player.
Yeah, he doesn't think that way.
And you're not LeBron. See, LeBron proved that he can go to Cleveland and do it. He can go to Miami and do it. Mm. He's going to different destinations. He's went to L.A. and done it. You've gone to three destinations or two destinations since Cleveland. You haven't done anything.
Right.
You haven't even got them to the dance.
Yeah, right. Keep it up. Let tell us what you think. Do you agree? Jay Williams said it. Bart Scott agrees with it. The Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of any team in sports. Not in the NBA, but in sports. 888-729-3776. You'll get a chance to be heard on Bart and Hahn. This is ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Getting it
with
in
with a little
today.
Bit of ah.
Exactly. It is hot in here. The first official Tuesday of the summer. Bart Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus. We want to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jay Will of Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max in the morning said the Brooklyn Nets now have the most pressure of any team in sports, and Bart Scott completely agrees with that. What say you at 888-729-3776? Billy in my hometown of Brooklyn, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Well, first of all, they got two issues. First one, Steve Nash. Now, Steve Nash, this guy was a point guard, floor general. You're going to tell me some of them plays that he knew how to play, they don't translate to today's game? He doesn't remember any of those plays. He doesn't remember any of the in-game adjustments that D'Antoni was making. None of that stuck with him. That guy is definitely not a head coach material. And as far as Kyrie Irving is concerned, I think Bart could appreciate this. I just think the guy is good at playing basketball. I don't think he has love for the game. He's, to me, like Ricky Williams. He was just good at playing football. He didn't have no love for the game. You'd rather stay home and smoke weed. I mean, that's how I see it, and I'll let you guys elaborate.
Okay.
See, I don't know if he's not a hooper and he don't love the game. It's just that we've all had those friends that are too smart, or they think they deeper than what they are.
Absolutely.
Like, bro, like, stop it.
You're not the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, why is the sky blue, man? The world and life. Like, bro.
What does life mean?
By the time we figure that out, I've been let my whole life pass by. Like, bro, let's do what we doing now. Let's live in the moment. How about that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And we've all had friends like that, and God bless their heart.
Yeah, but you're Kyrie Irving, and I've said it before, Bart, and I'll say it again. He's not a stupid person.
Yeah.
He said and done some dumb things,
yeah.
to be honest with you, but he's not a dumb person. But by putting all this on him and making it all about him, not just the money, but the focus, he has put that extra pressure on other people to have his back. Not just Kevin Durant, not just Steve Nash, but everybody in that organization is trying to matter to a level they never mattered before. And you made the point. When you haven't won a championship, you'll do anything.
Yeah.
You'll say anything.
And, man, this is going to be much CTV. Right?
Oh, yes.
You got him and Ben Simmons. Like,
mm-hmm.
Will Ben Simmons ever play?
Well, when are we going to see
how
Ben
the hell
Simmons?
Ben Simmons pass a physical? Like,
that's a different
like, bro,
question.
Like, who passed this dude on the physical? He got a whole herniated disc.
And he passed the physical. What kind of doctors are they using in Brooklyn? Do we cheat him and how? from that from that medical group.
See, we never knew where the Mets, from medical pro team went from a couple years ago.
Yeah, but I think we know now
because of the Brooklyn Mets. They may have resurfaced.
Yeah, in the back of Ben Simmons.
Bart and Han.
I got to get some insurance, just like you got to get some of that Progressive insurance, who still ain't gave me no damn discount, all the love I show them, but that's another story.
Well, whose fault is that then?
Hey, I need it.
Uh-huh. Cat got your tongue.
You know what I'm saying?
For the first time since we've known each other.
I just don't want to name names, Norby.
Don't do that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. You're not getting me fired on my day off. I mean, I can have Renee taking over this part of the show because you're getting us fired on our days. Uh-uh.
It did kind of look like the back of your head.
It did, yeah. You saw the hair, the one hair that I have. The back of my head standing up.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes. Oh,
so good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Oh, Lactavius. You just gonna let this live? Lacto,
no,
guess what? Miss Hawkins.
Hold on.
If I go down, I'm taking a whole lot of people me.
I'm catching strays right now. That wasn't me.
That wasn't you, Renee?
That was not me. No. I'm catching strays for no reason.
Somebody wants your job, Lacto.
It was the guy on the board, I think.
Wow. I'm like Nino Brown. I'm taking a whole lot of people down with me.
We got some...
Freddie Coleman, the real leader of the CMB gang.
That's right. CMB, we all we got.
I'm good with my ESPN Plus account. I'm not trying to go down, bro.
You're like, yo, Hulu got some new series coming out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Renee's like, look, I just got my stuff straight. Leave me out of this.
Hey, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Miss Hawkins.
Miss Hawkins. Bart and Han, Bart Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Han, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Yeah, keep weighing in. We're going to take your calls right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart Scott agrees with Jay Williams with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max in the morning that the Brooklyn Nets have the most pressure of anybody in sports. Do you agree? Michael and Marilyn, where do you stand?
Listen. No, they do not. If anybody, KD and Kyrie don't got no pressure on them. Kyrie already won the finals. He beat Stephen Curry in the finals. The 73-9 Warriors. How can he have any pressure?
Can just for a second. He has pressure because he came here and he put this squad together, and he was talking about building a super team. They have two of the best. Would you not agree that, Wainwright, Kyrie, and KD are two top 10 players in his league? They had they facilitated a trade for a former MVP, and they messed that up. Like, how can you mess that up? Would you agree? Could you agree? No.
Could you agree? I don't know who that is, but that is not James Harden.
Could you agree that this team has grossly underachieved since Kyrie Irving has been here? Three seasons?
Yeah, I say, but... It's only been like, a year or two,
The Knicks made it to the damn playoffs. What you talking about, man? They were picked to win the championship. They got bounced in the first round. Man, come on, man. Let's not act crazy now. Come on, son. What you mean they don't have no pressure on them? Because they won championships before. Did LeBron not have pressure on him when he became a Laker? Because he had
LeBron
won championships before?
LeBron got a lot of pressure
before?
On him.
Oh, so...
man,
pause.
LeBron has a lot of pressure on him. Listen, Curry just won his fourth ring. He's about to pass LeBron.
Kyrie got one. What the hell are you talking about?
He's got four. But he got four rings.
He still got four.
Talking about pressure.
Yeah.
You're talking about pressure. Who has the most pressure?
Okay. When is the last time LeBron won his championship? Three seasons?
What, like 2 years ago?
Okay. When is the last time Kyrie Irving won his championship? The team that.
Probably about 2 years before LeBron left.
Come on, Captain Literal, man. I'm just trying to get you to understand the point. I didn't need you to really tell me. LeBron has won in a lot sooner than Kyrie. Kyrie went to a place, blew it up. Rozier wanted to punch him in the face. They said they didn't need him. Now he's come here. He's trying to facilitate a trade to opt out to get out of here. He has tremendous pressure. This team was picked since him and Kevin Durant's been together to win the championship. They haven't even got to the second round.
But LeBron is fighting for something way bigger. He's
you just hate LeBron. Just say I hate LeBron.
He's fighting for the title of the best of this generation.
So Kevin Durant
is the biggest threat to LeBron's legacy.
So Kevin Durant just watched. We said Brooklyn. It's not just about
right. Not LeBron just about KD versus and Kyrie.
It's about Brooklyn. Right. Brooklyn it's about Nets. Brooklyn. Mm, Brooklyn. And it's about Nets. What they gave up. They got no draft picks because they gave up everything for a player that's not even on the team no more. They gave up like 5 first-round draft picks. The dude didn't even make it a whole season. This organization has to win, or the whole KD Kyrie saga was a failure, colossal failure. And you're trying to tell me about LeBron?
I think it's more so pressure on. I don't see Kyrie having that much. I see the most pressure on KD.
We said Brooklyn.
Can you only win with the Warriors?
Yeah, but we said the Brooklyn. Brooklyn Nets,
what
not individual,
team?
The team, not individual. The team.
It's in the details, son. You didn't read the whole question. Your reading comprehension sucks.
See, people can have a sense of humor from that standpoint. We said the Brooklyn Nets as a team. Now, if you want to see
an organization.
Yeah, now, if you want to say individual in sports, that can be a whole different bunch of people. That could be Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay. That could be Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City. That'd be Aaron Judge of New York Yankees.
Yes.
That could be Steph Curry, Golden State.
What team?
Team.
Man, you failed your ACT and you didn't even have to.
But not for nothing. See what I've always told people about this. When you have people that support people, they will fly through.
Yes.
And support their guy. With LeBron, Kyrie, God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, just blind.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm not saying that he's totally blind, but that was his way of trying to lessen pressure on Kyrie and
KD. He definitely got that cataracts.
Cataracts.
Something.
I've never heard of, like, mouth cataracts before or mental cataracts. You got to patent that because somebody will steal that from you and make money off of it.
I got to do that in between a West Brick and a Hard Place.
Oh, see, you if you don't patent that one, then you know
what. Well, patent it for me. We can both own it. OG, Triple OG.
No.
I was first with that one, too.
See, and that's why you got to patent those things. You got to patent those things.
Somebody swagger jacked that for me, too.
Exactly.
I think Chuck did. But
find some swagger jack people that can put more money in your pocket and make that work from that standpoint. Yeah. Keep weighing in. The team, not player, the team with the most pressure in sports right now, we believe the Brooklyn Nets. What about you? Your phone calls are next on Bart and Hahn.
LeBrick James.
Bart and Hahn.